Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church at Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening today, and it is our privilege to be with you this morning, and we pray that you might receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We want to speak this morning on the subject of Thomas. That is, we commonly refer to him as Doubting Thomas. So let's look in our Bibles for some scriptures about him. In the meantime, we do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our regular church services. Our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes. We have good teachers, and we'd love for you to come, bring your Bibles and your families, and study the Word of God with us. And I believe that you'll find real blessings as you come to His house. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and then tonight at 4:30 we have our afternoon worship service. And so we invite you to come to these. On Wednesday night at 7 o'clock we have our midweek Bible study. So you're invited to come, and we know this, that if you're looking for a church home, a place where you can go and worship God according to what the Bible says, then you're welcome to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. And we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the Lord's house. All right, this morning as we start to think about the subject of Thomas, and of course we call Thomas the Apostle Doubting Thomas, and I'm sure that most people that have read their Bibles, as you probably have, that as you study the man Thomas, you would immediately want to turn to the book of John, chapter 20, where the Bible talks about this man doubting Thomas. And we do want to look at that scripture, but before we get there, I believe it'd be a good idea for us to back up a little bit and to look at some other things that the Bible has to say about this man, Thomas. First of all, in the book of Luke chapter 6, where Jesus prayed all night, and there beginning in verse 12, the Bible says that Jesus went to a place and he called out his disciples, and of them he chose 12 whom he named apostles. And the Bible says that Thomas was one of those. This is our first point concerning this man Thomas. He is an apostle on equal rank with all the other apostles. He's not above them, and he's not below them. He is an apostle of equal rank and value with all the other apostles. Now, let's look at another place. In the book of Matthew, the Bible tells us in chapter 10 that Jesus here, we begin our reading in verse 1, "Now when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. And the Bible begins here in Matthew 10, verse 2, to name the apostles: Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebedus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And you know there in verse 3, the Bible says that Thomas was one of those apostles that Jesus Christ gave special powers. Thomas was one who could go and cast out devils. Thomas was a man who could go and heal people with all manner of disease. And he did that with the other 12 apostles. And the Bible says that when they came back, they were overjoyed that they had been able to do these things. And so we find here that this man Thomas was on equal plane, equal power, equal with all of the others. But I believe that we're going to find, as we study this remarkable man, that there were some things about him that has been totally overlooked. If you would, look in the book of John, chapter 11, as we look at the third thing concerning this man who we call Doubting Thomas. In the book of John, chapter 11, this is the story concerning Lazarus, who was a friend of Jesus. And the Bible says that Lazarus was sick, and Jesus heard about it, but he didn't go to him. Jesus, the Bible says, waited. And then after a while, in John chapter 11, here in verse 7, Jesus said to his disciples, now listen to what Jesus says and what the disciples say back to him. Jesus said in verse 7 of John 11, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples say unto him, now listen, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again?" Now that's a pretty good question. Jesus says, "I'm going into Judea." Of course, that's where Lazarus is. And the disciples say, "Well, why are you going there? These people are trying to kill you, Master." And so Jesus says unto them, "Well, there's only 12 hours in the day, and if we walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walketh the night, then he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things saith he, and after that," he said, "our friend Lazarus sleepeth, and I must go to him, that I may awaken him out of sleep." And the disciples said, "Well, Lord, if he's asleep, he does well." Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye might believe. Like, nevertheless, let us go unto him." Now, Lazarus has died. Jesus knows that he's dead. He's now told his disciples that Lazarus is dead. They're going into Judea, and the Jews are going to kill Jesus when he gets there. That is what the disciples think. And I want you to see in John 11 and verse 16 what this man Thomas, the one that we call Doubting Thomas, look what this man says. And remember here at this point, it's not Simon Peter, the spokesman for the group, it's Thomas. Verse 16, "Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him." Does that sound like Doubting Thomas? He was willing at this point to go and to die with Jesus Christ. He did not know, Thomas and the other disciples did not know, that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Thomas was absolutely facing the end of his life and willing to do so. Let's look at another place, the fourth place, concerning this man Thomas. And we'll find, you see, that there's more to Thomas than just what's recorded in the book of John, chapter 20. Thomas is an apostle, a miracle worker. He's a man who is willing to give his life for Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, the marvelous scripture concerning the days to come. John 14, verse 1, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know." Verse 5, Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Thomas does not understand that Jesus is going to die on the cross of Calvary. He does not understand that Jesus will be put in the grave, and the third day he will be risen again. Thomas does not understand the ascension of Jesus Christ from this earth back into heaven. But let me tell you, none of the apostles do. The people just don't understand what Jesus is doing. I know that we understand today because we're looking back at what he did. But the apostles and the people in the days when the Bible was real, the Bible was in life, those people did not understand what Jesus was talking about. And here we find that Thomas was honest enough to ask. And you'll see that what Thomas wanted was that he might be with Jesus Christ. Now, let's go back now to the number 5. And that is John chapter 20, the infamous scripture where Thomas is declared to be doubting Thomas. But one thing we want to notice in the book of John chapter 20, Jesus has never called Thomas doubting Thomas. Now let that sink down into your heads, into your hearts, because men have labeled Thomas doubting Thomas. Jesus never did. Jesus said to Thomas, "Be thou not faithless, but believing." But he never called him a doubter. Because any time that Thomas saw, any time that Thomas understood, he never doubted. As a matter of fact, Thomas went further than some of the apostles in desiring the things of God. Now, in the book of John, chapter 20, the Bible said in verse 19, "Then the first day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas," verse 24, "but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his sides, I will not believe." Verse 25 is what causes us to remark that Thomas is doubting Thomas. But let me show you this. In verse 19, the Bible says that the apostles, all except Thomas, was assembled together in a room with a door locked because they were afraid of the Jews. Thomas was not there. Judas, of course, had killed himself. Why wasn't Thomas locked in the room? I really don't know, but I know this. The Bible says that these 10 disciples, these 10 apostles, had locked themselves in a room because they were afraid of the Jews. Thomas wasn't. The Bible says that all Thomas wanted to see was the print of the nails in Jesus' hands and put his hand in the side. That's all he wanted, and that's exactly what the other disciples also saw. We call Thomas doubting, but all he wanted was what everybody else wanted. We try to look down our long noses at him, and we should not do that. There may be more to Thomas than meets the eye. Thomas remained faithful to the Lord. Thomas remained faithful, assembling himself with those people with whom he had a disagreement with, because he was trusting them. But he didn't know himself. So, that ought to give us some insight into the things that we ought to also do. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. I trust that you've enjoyed this message and that you'll study this man Thomas, and you'll discover for yourself his faith, his strength, and that you'll no longer call him doubting Thomas, but you'll call him the Thomas that wanted to know for himself what the truth really was. We invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.